Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
And folks, we start off Big Scary News episode 106 with some sad news from the world of film. Haruo Nakajima, the Japanese actor who originated the role of Godzilla by stomping around in a heavy suit long before the introduction of CGI, has passed away. Horror site Bloody Disgusting reported the news. He was 88 years old. Born in 1929, Nakajima was a stuntman and contract player at Toho Studios, who performed in bit parts in Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai and Ashiro Honda's Eagle of the Pacific before stepping into the title character's gigantic shoes for Godzilla in 1954. In a video interview for Great Big Story earlier this year, Nakajima said he based the character's movement on gorillas and elephants he observed at the zoo on his lunch breaks, and explains that as rubber was scarce in post-war Japan, the original Godzilla suit was actually made of mixed concrete and weighed more than 100 kilograms. Nakajima would go on to play Godzilla in 12 films, including Godzilla Raids Again, King Kong vs. Godzilla, Mothra vs. Godzilla, Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster, Invasion of the Astro Monster, Godzilla vs. the Sea Monster, Son of Godzilla, Destroy All Monsters, All Monsters Attack, Godzilla vs. Ghidorah, and Godzilla vs. Gigan. He also played various kaiju in Frankenstein vs. Baragon, The War of the Gargantuas, King Kong Escapes, and Mothra, where he played Mothra's head. He retired from suit acting in 1972, but continued to make appearances at fan conventions until his death. In the end, the Godzilla I played remains on film forever, he told Great Big Story. It remains in people's memories, and for that I feel really grateful. The Big Scary Show sends its condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Haruo Nakajima and offers up this as a tribute. In a little happier news, we have this regarding our 35th 100th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Brendan Starrett, or Starrett, of Victorville, California, for being our 3,500th like on Facebook. Thank you, Brendan, for being a listener, and please tell your friends to do the same. Remember, folks, for every 100th like on Facebook, we'll give out a shout-out. So remember to keep those likes rolling in, and also follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show as well. Congratulations, Brendan. We have this from the Louisville Zombie Walk in Louisville, Kentucky. On Saturday, August 26th, come join over 42,000 zombies as we take over the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. The admission cost to this event is that you dress up as a zombie or zombie-related character because it's free. Live music, entertainment, food, and there's a costume contest. To get more information, visit LouisvilleZombieWalk.com. We bring you this sad news from the Insanatorium in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we no longer have a venue for the Insanatorium. It is our sad duty to announce that we are closing the Insanatorium. Maybe one day we may reopen if we can find a new venue and if we can get the proper financial support to do so, but at this point, we just don't know. It breaks our heart to have it shut down after only 5 years, since it's been a lifelong dream of ours to have created a haunt and to have so many amazing ideas for the future. We want to give a heartfelt thank you to all who've supported us, all who have helped us, and all who have worked for us, and all of the fans and customers who gave us so much joy from their excitement, fear, and enthusiasm while going through and experiencing our haunt. Thank you all so much, the Insanatorium. Keep up with any updates that they may have at facebook.com/theinsanatorium. There's a little film news from the Predator franchise via bloodydisgusting.com. We learned back in the spring that Jake Busey had been cast in Shane Black's The Predator, which was interesting considering the fact that Jake's father, Gary Busey, was the star of the original franchise film Predator 2. We didn't have any character details at the time, but we were hoping that Jake would be playing the son of Gary's character, Peter Keyes. As it turns out, he actually is. Speaking with the Red Booth recently, Jake Busey spilled the beans. Quote, Shane Black called me and said, hey, you want to do this movie? We don't have money for you, but it'll be a fun thing to come play and be your father's son. And so as much as I have followed in my dad's footsteps career-wise, this is like really following in his footsteps by playing a character who is the son of the character he played, unquote. Busey told the site, and I don't think there would be any other forum where I would do that. I think this is the one thing, he added. If you like the very first movie a lot, you'll really like this one. This one has a lot of essence of the first movie. What can we learn from this? It sounds like the Predator most definitely exists within the same universe as the original two films. The movie once again features a group of unsuspecting humans who slowly realize that fierce hunter aliens are in their midst, this time in what could be a suburban setting. Fox will hunt the Predator on August 3rd, 2018. As usual, if we get more information, we'll let you know about it. We have this news from the Exit 13 Haunted House in Saginaw, Michigan. Do you love Halloween? Have you ever wanted to help out at a haunted attraction? This is your chance. At this one-day-only event, we'll be giving you all the information you need to become a member of our dedicated crew of volunteers for the 2017 season. We'll be conducting interviews, informational sessions, as well as doing orientation and paperwork. Be sure to bring your valid ID and 18 and up only, please. No experience necessary. Costumes and makeup will be provided. Exit 13 performs background checks on all crew members. This position is voluntary. If you can't make this event but would like to join the crew, please message us on our Facebook page and our actor manager will make other arrangements with you. Please feel free to message us with any questions and get all the information you need at facebook.com/exit13 Haunted House. We have this update to Horror Hound Weekend in Indianapolis. We are excited to reveal yet another great new guest scheduled to appear at Horror Hound Weekend in Indianapolis, September 8th through the 10th at the Marriott Conference Center and Indy Marriott East, Nicholas Brendan. Nicholas Brendan is an American actor and writer who got his big break as an actor when he landed the role of Xander Harris on the hugely successful TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The series ran from 1997 until 2003, garnering a huge cult following as well as a large fan base for Brendan. Tickets for Horror Hound Weekend are now available, so visit horrorhoundweekend.com and get your passes today. And be sure to tell your friends. We have this news on a documentary about Kane Hodder. Masterfully Macabre Entertainment, MME, announces that their highly anticipated documentary, To Hell and Back, The Kane Hodder Story, is having its world premiere at Fright Fest in London, England on Saturday, August 26th. This in-depth biographical documentary on horror icon Kane Hodder features interviews with cinema legends including Bruce Campbell, Robert Englund, and Cassandra Peterson. To Hell and Back is the harrowing story of a stuntman overcoming a dehumanizing childhood filled with torment and bullying in Sparks, Nevada. After surviving a near-death burn accident, he worked his way up through Hollywood, leading to his ultimate rise as Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th series and making countless moviegoers forever terrified of hockey masks and summer camp. After decades of watching Kane Hodder on screen, get ready to meet the man behind the mask in To Hell and Back, a uniquely human story about one of cinema's most vicious monsters. Masterfully Macabre Entertainment was founded in Los Angeles and is the brainchild of Derek Dennis Herbert and Andrew Thomas Barcello. MME is a horror production company focused on the niche market of documentaries profiling horror icons, unique feature horror films, and groundbreaking horror genre reality shows. Quote, "We want to bring cult phenomenon to mainstream audiences. Horror is our blood. It's a way of life, not just movies." Unquote, says Derek Dennis Herbert, co-founder of MME. Festival and day passes are available on the festival website, which is frightfest.co.uk, and you can check out the film's website at kanehottermovie.com. And as a side note, there will be an upcoming interview with Kane Hodder regarding this documentary on a future Big Scary show. We have this update from Evil Intentions Haunt in Elgin, Illinois. We've added new ghost tour dates for August 12th, 19th, and 26th. Are you brave enough to investigate the old Elgin Casket Company? Find out what still hides in the shadows of one of the most haunted buildings in the nation? For more information or to book your tickets on this very interesting event, please contact them on Facebook or at eihaunt.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead in Louisville, Kentucky. Who you gonna call? This next guest, that's who. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Ernie Hudson to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Louisville, happening September 1st through the 3rd at the Crown Plaza Louisville Airport Hotel. Ernie Hudson is arguably best known for his fan favorite role as Winston Zeddemore in the comedy classic Ghostbusters, as well as its sequel, Ghostbusters 2. Hudson has also appeared in The Crow, Hood of Horror, and Leviathan, just to name a few, as well as TV shows Oz, Modern Family, and most recently Twin Peaks. As a special treat for Days of the Dead fans, Ernie will be participating in a special Ghostbusters Pro Photo Op on Friday and Saturday, donning full Ghostbuster uniform and gear. Ernie Hudson joins previously announced guests Linda Blair, Tony Todd, Jerry the King Lawler, Kurt Angle, Bai Ling, Gary Busey, Kane Hodder, Lar Park Lincoln, and many, many more as Days of the Dead returns to the Derby City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Louisville are on sale now at daysofthedead.net. We have this news from the Backwoods Haunted Attraction in Dryden, Virginia. A lot of folks want to be a part of that great haunted house they visited in October but have no idea where to begin. Maybe you saw an actor or creature and thought to yourself, that looks like a ton of fun. Or maybe you saw a room or set and thought, boy, it would be fun to help build that, or paint that, or apply makeup to that. Perhaps you have a skill or ability you want to nurture or develop. Or are you looking for a creative new hobby? Maybe you just want to meet some new people with similar interests. Your future best friends could be waiting for you at the haunted house down the road, so get off your Xbox, PS, or phone for a night or two and join the fun. Go to backwoodsshop.wix.com/haunted house, but don't just show up for those reasons. Show up because haunting is one of the most fun and unique jobs you can volunteer for out there. Whoever you are, there's a lot of fun to be had working at Backwoods Haunted House. More fun than sitting at home watching TV, that's for sure. There's nothing like being in that environment. If you're interested in wanting to do this, please join us only if you can help every Friday and Saturday. Please message them for more information as we're needing only 30 actors and spots are filling fast. So message them at their profile, facebook.com/bckwoods, and we'll see you there. We have this news, some hiring news in fact, from Nightmare Chambers Haunted Attraction in Fairhope, Alabama. Nightmare Chambers auditions for the 2017 begin August 24th from 6:30 p.m., August 26th at 10 a.m. Nightmare Chambers is one of the most talked about and highly rated haunts in Alabama. We're in search of actors and makeup artists. No acting experience is necessary, but high energy and the ability to take direction is a must. Please provide a headshot and resume for this open audition. Minimum age requirement is 16. If you're under the age of 18, you must have a parent or guardian with you to fill out the application and paperwork at that time. Parking is available in the parking lot, but please be cautious and respectful when entering and exiting the parking lot. When you arrive at Nightmare Chambers, you will be facing the front of the building. Please look for a sign on the left-hand side. This is where you will enter for the auditions. We ask that all cell phones be turned off or on silent while in the building so that we can hear your name and any information that needs to be given to you. No photos or video recording on the property, please. We're located at 760 Middle Street in Fairhope, Alabama. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmarechambers. Here's some more hiring news from the Trail of Screams in Rockford, Illinois. Do you love to scare people? Join Northern Illinois' Extreme Haunted event this October. We're now looking for actors and makeup artists for this upcoming season, and you must be 16 years of age. Register online now at trailofscreams.com. We have still more hiring news from the Screamfest Scare Park in New Haven, Michigan. Do you think you have what it takes to strike fear into the hearts of mortals? Have you ever wanted to work at a haunted house? Do you enjoy getting bloody and making lifelong friends? Scarefest Scream Park is hiring, and we're looking for you to join our team. Come out to the park and have the best job anyone can get in fall, getting paid to scare people. No experience is required. Applicants must be at least 16 years of age for acting and prop positions, and 18 plus for all other positions. Don't forget to fill out an online application prior to orientation at scarefestscreampark.com/jobs. Looking forward to meeting fellow haunt files, and stay scary. And finally, we have this warning from the Devil's Attic in Louisville, Kentucky. Come live the nightmare at Kentucky's most award-winning haunted attraction, the Devil's Attic. New for this year, come and witness the resurrection of Imhotep the Mummy. Open weekends in September and October, 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. For more info, and if you're not too scared, visit thedevilsattic.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to The Big Scary Show or The Big Scary News for any length of time, you've probably heard me mention the phrase, it is with great pleasure that we introduce. And I have to say, it is with great pleasure that we introduce someone who's been on our show at least once or twice before, but puts on one hell of a horror convention in a bunch of cities, including Atlanta, Chicago, Louisville, Indianapolis, and a new one coming in 2018. Of course, I'm talking about Days of the Dead. We've brought you many, many great interviews over the years. I am joined by special guest, Meat Hook Jim. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I was looking forward to talking to Adolfo after being at the latest indie show.
And you spoiled the surprise, because it is with great pleasure that we introduce Adolfo Dorta, the owner of Days of the Dead franchise. He's got the really cool thing going on, and I guess you can call it a franchise. Adolfo, you're up with us in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is that correct?
Yep, Kenosha, Wisconsin, right on the border of Wisconsin and Illinois.
Excellent. Again, thank you for coming back on the show. Let's talk a little bit of Days of the Dead. Louisville coming September 1st through the 3rd.
going to be your second year down in Kentucky. How was it last year, and what have you got going on this year? It looks like it's going to be a bigger and better show than any other.
Yeah, last year was great, man. Last year was, you know, it was really fun. We went in kind of, you know, we weren't sure what to make of Kentucky. You know, we've had a lot of people request us doing a show in Kentucky, and, you know, we just sort of went in hoping for the best and got more than it went well, much better than we expected. The fans were super, super warm, super, super generous. It had a really good vibe. It reminded me a lot of Atlanta, where in Atlanta, there's not really a lot of horror type events that get hosted in the city. You know, obviously they have Dragon Con, which is, you know, a phenomenal juggernaut of a show that's been going on over 20 years now. And most recently they've had the Walker Stalker shows hosted there. But, you know, as far as something like us, that, you know, Atlanta's never really had that. So there's kind of, you know, the city takes an ownership of the show that's almost, it's a little different than say Chicago and Indianapolis, where, you know, they have other shows, other horror conventions that have been paving the way and doing great things for many years. It feels a little different. You know, it feels like they adopted us and they kind of made us one of them, you know, kind of like it feels like the scene in Freaks, you know, where we come into to this crazy party and this crazy group, and they just take us as one of them. But no, I loved it. Louisville was great. Louisville showed us great hospitality, and this year we're looking forward to doing it again. It's awesome.
And I have to say, as a veteran of numerous Atlanta shows, man, it is an absolute party going on down there. But
they get down in the South. They really get down in the South.
It's in February, and let's face it, February anywhere in the country is pretty much miserable. And in Atlanta, since we don't have at least that delightful snow when it's basically just 40 degrees and raining half the month, you know, it's great to have something like that come in. But let's talk about Days of the Dead coming to Louisville September 1st through the 3rd at the Crown Plaza Louisville Airport. You've got some big name stars in this time for people to come and buy autographs from and meet and greet. You got some events going on. What's going on specifically in Louisville in just a few weeks?
You know, just like you mentioned, we have quite a few really cool celebrities. Among them, we got Linda Blair from The Exorcist, Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters. A couple of, you know, celebrities for the wrestling fans, Kurt Angle and Jerry the King Waller. We have Gary Busey. We're doing a reunion for the movie The Crow, which is, you know, for those of us that kind of came of age in the 90s a bit, you know, that was sort of a big deal at the time. And joining us for that is going to be Rochelle Davis, comic artist James O'Barr, Ai Ling, and Tony Todd and Ernie Hudson, who were also both part of that movie. You know, we have some regulars like EJ Souls and Sid Haig and Bill Moseley that, you know, fans just never get tired of seeing. William Butler from the Friday the 13th Part 7, as well as the Ginger Dead Man franchise, Tony Moran, David Naughton, Butch Patrick. I mean, we have a whole slew of guests coming to Louisville, which I'm really excited for. We've had a great reception to all of the announcements that we've been doing. But aside from the guests, Louisville's unique in our tour because it's the only show where we do a tattoo expo along with the horror convention. And it was a little bit of an experiment that we tried last year with the intention of maybe branching it off to some of our other cities. And it went splendidly. Scott Majeski, who is the guy that puts together our tattoo contest, went ahead and curated that. And this year he's got over 60 or 70 artists from all over the world coming from as far as Norway to go ahead and sling some ink all weekend long. And I mean, last year that room was literally buzzing from open to close. But this year it promises to be even bigger and better. We've expanded the space. We added about 20 more tattoo shops than we had last year. Last year we had about 28 shops. This year we've got about 42 or 44, he said, you know, in total. So there's going to be plenty of great art, plenty of great tattooing going on alongside the horror convention. And, you know, as always, we have our film festival, we have our panels, we have makeup seminars and the costume contest and all the other fun things that people have come to expect from Days of the Dead. We're bringing them to Louisville and running it back.
And Jim, you can get some new ink while you're down there.
You know, I'm due for some new ink. But I've got to ask you, Adolfo, and I've noticed this more and more as I've followed Days of the Dead, if you've really started mixing the horror and the wrestling genres together, are you a wrestling fan as well?
Yeah, you know, I don't follow a lot of the modern wrestling. I do it very casually, but, you know, I grew up in the Hogan, Randy Savage, you know, Andre the Giant era. And when I was younger, those guys seemed larger than life. And, you know, I spent many an afternoon in the backyard, you know, pretending to be one of them and wrestling with my brothers and my friends. And, you know, I followed that all the way through like the Attitude Era in the 90s and you know, the Stone Cold Steve Austins and the Rocks and all that. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that was something I was really into through my formative years. The current product I'm not as keen on, but, you know, Days of the Dead is just sort of our love letter to, you know, the things we grew up on, you know, horror movies, heavy metal, wrestling, and, you know, different things of, you know, pop culture. Every now and then you'll see some Star Wars guests on our guest list because we're all big fans of that. And, you know, the occasional comic book artist. So that's it's kind of almost like another thing that we enjoy that we're bringing to the show. And, you know, fans typically respond pretty well. I mean, they're a lot of the stuff that we grew up with and that we're into, we find that our fans grew up with the same things and grew up, you know, enjoying that. So the wrestlers always go over pretty well, and they're always such nice people to have.
And I agree with you 100%. Like I said earlier, I was at Days of the Dead Indianapolis, and I've been a fan of Sting since way back in 85. And to get a picture with him and meet him was just, it was just a you know, my girlfriend said, if you don't do this, you'll regret it. So I,
yeah,
so,
no,
so
he was,
I did.
He was great, man. He was larger than life. He was so cool, man.
And don't forget that you have the official mall wrestling belt. If you don't know this, Adolfo, but Jim owns a actor troupe for haunted houses called Mall, and he has the memorial wrestling belt, which is really cool. He got a pose with Sting with it and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right on, man. That's really awesome. That's cool.
And you should bring that to Louisville and show it to him.
You should.
I will. I would be happy to. I'd love to hook up with you at Louisville, show it to you, and get a picture with you in the belt too.
Yeah, I'd love to, man. I'll bring the Days of the Dead belt. We'll swap belts and we'll take pictures.
Oh,
we'll
right
be the, we'll be the new tag team.
Oh God! Please have it. A steel cage. Please have a steel cage match. Please have a steel cage match. Oh, that would be so awesome. But anyway, you know, Louisville's going to be a great show. And again, Jim, you were at Indianapolis, and from what you've told me, it was just unbelievably crazy.
It was. I mean, lots of fans. I'm, you know, Bill Moseley, I've interviewed him in the past, and he's always very cordial. I got to talk to him again, got him to sign my Repo, the Genetic Opera Blu-ray. Always a great guest. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I mean, he's one of those guys that always is out there with Adolfo, and Bill's great.
I can't deny that. He's a good interview.
Yeah, Bill is
always fun.
Phenomenal.
And, you know, after Louisville, you've got Chicago coming up November 17th through the 19th, I believe. So you're spreading these out during the year, because I wanted to ask you this. It's been some time, I believe, within the last year that you have made Days of the Dead full time. How scary was that, making that jump from a job with a guaranteed paycheck and maybe benefits to basically putting on four or five conventions a year?
Yeah, it was really scary. Actually, the 1 year anniversary that's coming up on Saturday.
So, oh, wow.
It's been almost exactly 1 year, but yeah, it was really scary. And you know, the funny part is we never set out to do Days of the Dead as like a job. You know, it was one of those things where we did one show and we were just hoping not to lose our ass, and you know, it was just something to do for fun. And then one show kind of turned into two, into three, into four. And, you know, it sort of came down to where I either had to choose between scaling back and maybe doing one or two shows and the full-time job, or doing this full-time and quitting the other job, because I didn't have enough time in the day to do both. So, you know, I sort of just took a risk and jumped in, and it's kind of worked out so far. It's really weird. I'm still not used to the self-employed thing. I'm still not used to the, you know, this is the only, you know, thing going on for me income wise. But it's absolutely rewarding, and it's absolutely a blast. You know,
is your goal to eventually have have like six shows, one every couple of months in various cities? Because this is news that we put out on our show a few weeks ago. You are adding a fifth city to the Days of the Dead franchise coming in May of 2018.
Yeah. We're actually doing Charlotte in 2018. And, you know, we're really excited about that one. That's one that we've been, you know, we wanted to actually do that one before Atlanta, and there was another show who we're pretty good friends with that ended up, you know, wanting to do the same thing. So we sort of backed off, but from what I understand and speaking to them, they're not returning. So, you know, with their blessing, we went ahead and just, decided to sort of take over the spot and, you know, move forward with another show on the East Coast. And, I got some friends in Charlotte, some longtime friends. And, you know, it's a city that I used to visit a lot when I was younger, and I'm really stoked to be going back. It's a great part of the country. They got a lot of great places to eat, which I'm always a fan of. And I, you know, I hear great things about the fandom there too.
Let's not forget, there's an awful lot of old school retired wrestlers that live in Charlotte. You know, the old Jim Crockett territories was,
yeah, that's true too.
Out there. So, you know, the Flairs and the Pipers and the Andersons, a lot of them still live there. So
that's true.
Hopefully there'll be a big old wrestling presence there. Cause that's the era I grew up in. So, but is that eventually your goal, is to add a sixth city? Because again, you've added five now, spreading them out through the course of the year. Are you looking at growing even more over this, or are you going to try to hold it at four or five a year, depending on how things work?
You know, I think for right now, five is where I'm at. You know, my other two partners, I mean, we've talked about it, and a sixth show has come up. You know, we've gotten some pretty good offers from other cities, but I think for right now, five for me is a good balance between, you know, maintaining my sanity and still being able to put out a good product. You know, I'd like to see how this goes for a few years before even considering a sixth show, just because I don't want to, you know, the last thing I would want to do is have our product, the quality of our product, suffer. I think that's one of the things that we've kind of staked our reputation on. And one thing that, I mean, you could say a lot of things about Days of the Dead, but I think one thing that gets associated with us quite a bit is, you know, how hands-on and how detail-oriented and how, you know, meticulous we are into making every show just a high quality experience for fans. It's not, you know, it's not something that we mail in. It's not something that you show up, you pay your money, you get your autographs and you go. I mean, we put a lot of extra work into our show that, you know, I don't think people see elsewhere. And, you know, I'm not trying to turn that into a knock on anyone else, but I really pride ourselves on, you know, our crew, our staff, our core volunteers. And, you know, I know for them, it's hard enough to do four. Five's going to be a huge challenge. And, you know, if we were to do a sixth show, we'd also have to consider being able to get everybody out there. And I think I've grown so comfortable with our group of people that I wouldn't want another group of hands, you know, on our show other than them. I mean, they've brought us as far as we've come. They've brought us to where we are. And, you know, I think to go into any venture without, you know, our core staff behind us, I wouldn't feel right about it. So for now, I think we're going to roll with five. We're going to see how that goes. And, you know, who knows, maybe a couple years from now, a sixth show's in the cards, maybe not, but we'll see.
Well, if that happens, certainly the Big Scary Show will want to know about it and get the word out there. You know, on the current Big Scary News, which this show is on, we do announce the Ernie Hudson thing. We've been announcing Days of the Dead stuff almost every week for the last several because of this show. You're now announcing the Chicago shows, and I'm sure Atlanta's not too far behind. So let's wind this up. Let's review here. Louisville, Kentucky, September 1st through the 3rd. You got Chicago coming November 17th through the 19th. That wraps up 2017. Atlanta is usually in early February. Charlotte, you have announced already, is May 18th through the 20th. No dates on your website yet for next year's Indianapolis show, but it does say you're coming back, so that's excellent. For anybody who wants to get tickets, if there's still VIP and photo ops available, or just want to come out, hang out in the Derby City for a few days, just meet all the cool guests you have, check the movies out, buy some stuff from the vendors, and all the cool things, Days of the Dead. Where's the best places for them to get information regarding websites, social medias, and all that great stuff?
They could head over to daysofthedead.com. And, you know, upon entering that site, they'll have the different cities that we inhabit, and they can go and click on a city near them and get all the info. Or they could follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/daysofthedead.
Excellent. Jim, as a wily veteran of those, anything you've got to say? Anybody in particular you're looking forward to seeing in Louisville?
Well, I got to tell you, my girlfriend Chris is a big fan of Kurt Angle. So we're going to be doing the Kurt Angle photo op. But aside from that, I would like to talk to Ernie Hudson and Alan Oppenheimer and Kane Hodder. I know him. But... Gary Busey, maybe Bai Ling. You know, it's a great lineup. I mean, there's a lot of people there I'd love to chat with.
And we expect some good interviews from you. So see what you can do about grabbing a few of those. But we're going to wind this down here, Adolfo. We, again, thank you so very much for allowing the Big Scary Show to come to these shows, talk to a lot of people. Some people give interviews, some people don't. You know, we always have to worry about going through people, but the fact that you allow us to come down and do these interviews, at least in Atlanta and Indianapolis and Louisville at this time, speaks volumes about you. And we can't thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for continuing to have me and letting us, letting me pimp the show out on your podcast and for just spreading the word and getting the news out on Days of the Dead. It's greatly appreciated. And we love what you guys do.
Well, thank you. And again, spread the word to your fans that this interview will be on this current Big Scary News and lots and lots and lots of more interviews coming down the road and more announcements and everything as Days of the Dead just continues to roll across the country. Once again, daysofthedead.com, daysofthedead.net. Basically, you type in Days of the Dead Convention, you're going to find it on social media's websites. Adolfo Dorda, Meat Hook Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.